Oh, someone didn't hear the VN rec. Phenomeno. Just Google phenomenon and take the N off the end. I know that we're no longer train rolling. Oh God, I'm gonna try to blow through what's left here real quick. Dougal, what do you think of feet? I have no feelings toward feet whatsoever. The smell of feet are gross. Definitely not my fetish. What was the last game you played? Bloodborne again. I'm trying to do a BL4 run, which is really, really fucking fun. Very difficult, but really fun. Have you ever been to Glorious Nippon? Yes, absolutely. I was last there in 2016. It's fucking amazing. I would never want to live there, but as a tourist, it's so fucking fun. Go at least one time in your life if you can. You know, go to Akihabara, go to Nakano Broadway, go see the shit. People will tell you that, you know, oh yeah, Akihabara is super touristy. Yeah, they're right, but guess what? You're a fucking tourist. Go enjoy it. Like, go there at least once and say you've seen it, see the sights. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good time. It's a good time. Fuda with balls or without? Oh, good question. Depends on the author. Depends on the scenario. I guess if I had to pick one, I'd say without, because you could still fuck their pussy and not have balls in the way. But, like, there's a time and a place for both. Let's see. Non-Nippon countries you'd love to be in. I visited Scotland when I was in college. I'd love to be back there. That'd be really fun. I'd love to see Russia, but if I didn't have, like, a Russian speaker helping me, I feel like I'd be mugged in Moscow, so I'm scared of it, but it'd be cool. Let's see. Okay, I will take this one last question that Aguka is typing right now. Or I guess a Shamik O. What's your favorite Lovecraft story? That's a great question. I feel like out of all of Lovecraft's work, The Mountains of Madness has probably aged the best. But that being said, I definitely have a soft spot for The Dunwich Horror and The Curious Case of Charles Dexter Ward. All three of those stories are great. The Call of Cthulhu is good, but the problem with it is that it's a little too on the nose. Like, at the end of the story, they fucking find Cthulhu in a boat, and it's like, Lovecraft's coolest idea is that, like, the shit that he's talking about is so horrifying that the mere comprehension of it would shatter the human mind. That we are like ants in front of people in the sense of scale of us before the gods of the universe. We can't even fucking begin to understand what's out there. And, you know, having Cthulhu be like, a spooky monster is kind of lame. But Mountains of Madness, where you get the, like, slow burn of, like, hey, maybe there's some spooky shit still alive in Antarctica after all. Really good. Thoughts on Rats in the Walls? Good story, though. Rats in the Walls is a really good, if a little pedestrian, horror story. Doesn't feel Lovecraftian in terms of cosmic scale, but definitely fun